Welcome to Wonderland, the podcast where I go down the rabbit hole to research things you may be curious about. My name is Ami, and I'll be your guide on this trip to Wonderland.
Hi there, my Wonderlings. As we prepare for our Halloween episode this year, I'm releasing one episode a day for 13 days. The first 12 episodes are short ghost stories for you to enjoy, and the 13th episode will be the Halloween episode, in which we'll go down a rabbit hole that will make you wonder what things go bump in the night.
I wonder.
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 The story you're about to hear is from Very Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark by D.S. Murphy. You can read this story and many more on urbanepics.com. These are short, easy, spine-tingling tales that are fun to tell around a campfire or in the dark. The Whispering Violin. In the remote village of Shadowmoor, nestled deep within a valley surrounded by towering snow-capped mountains, the people live simple, quiet lives. The village, isolated from the outside world by the rugged terrain, had its share of superstitions and old tales passed down through generations. One such tale was that of the Whispering Violin, an instrument of haunting beauty and malevolent power. The villagers spoke of it in hushed tones, warning of the curse that clung to its strings, strings said to have been soaked in the tears of a lover scorned and betrayed. Esme was a girl with music in her soul. From a young age, she had been captivated by melodies and harmonies, finding solace in the notes that floated through her mind. She had taught herself to play the old violin that her father had left behind, spending hours each day practicing in the quiet of her room. The music a balm for her restless spirit. But the violin she played was old and worn. It sounded thin and reedy, and Esme often dreamed of finding an instrument worthy of her love for music. One crisp autumn afternoon, as Esme wandered through the outskirts of the village, she stumbled upon an old, abandoned church. The building was crumbling, its stone walls covered in ivy, its roof sagging under the weight of years. Curiosity piqued, Esme pushed open the heavy wooden door, the hinges creaking in protest, and stepped inside. The interior of the church was dark and cold, the air thick with the scent of damp wood and decay. But as Esme's eyes adjusted to the dim light, she noticed something gleaming in the shadows near the altar. Her heart quickened as she approached, her footsteps echoing in the silence. There, lying on a dusty pew, was a violin unlike any other she had ever seen. The violin was exquisite, its wood dark and polished to a rich, deep luster. The strings, though old, seemed to hum with a faint, almost perceptible melody, as if they were alive with the echoes of forgotten songs. Esme reached out to touch it, her fingers trembling with excitement. The moment her hand brushed the wood, a shiver ran down her spine, and she felt a strange, almost magnetic pull toward the instrument. Unable to resist, Esme picked up the violin, the weight of it comforting in her hands. She could feel the music within it, waiting to be released, and she knew she had to play it. Without a second thought, she carried the violin home, her heart pounding with anticipation. That evening, as the sun dipped behind the mountains and the village was bathed in twilight, Esme sat by her window, the whispering violin cradled in her lap. She drew the bow across the strings, and the instrument sprang to life, its voice rich and resonant, filling the room with a haunting melody. Music was unlike anything Esme had ever played before, each note infused with a depth of emotion that seemed to reach into her very soul. As Esme played, she began to notice something strange. The violin's whispers, once faint and distant, grew louder, more insistent. At first, she couldn't make out the words, but as the music swelled, the whispers became clearer, revealing the darkest secrets of those who listened. The villagers, drawn by the sound of the violin, gathered outside Esme's window, their faces pale in the fading light. They stood in silence, mesmerized by the music, unaware of the danger that lurked within the notes. But as the whispers grew louder, the atmosphere in the village began to change. The violin spoke of hidden affairs, of lies and betrayals, of long-buried grudges and unspoken resentments. The secrets were twisted and cruel, turning friends against each other, lovers into enemies. The villagers, their minds filled with venomous whispers, began to argue and fight, the bonds that held them together unraveling before Esme's eyes. Esme watched in horror as the village descended into chaos, the music still flowing from her fingers even as she tried to stop. The violin had taken hold of her, its whispers filling her mind, drowning out her own thoughts. She tried to put the instrument down, but it was as if her hands were no longer her own, the bow moving across the strings with a life of its own. The violin's voice grew darker, more malevolent, and Esme felt a cold dread settle over her. The whispers told her of the violin's origin, the tale of a lover betrayed, the heart broken beyond repair. The violin had been cursed by the scorned lover, its strings soaked in the tears of the brokenhearted. It fed on the misery it created, growing stronger with each note, each secret revealed. Desperate to break free of the violin's grip, Esme tried to destroy it. She threw it to the ground, but the instrument did not shatter. Instead, it lay there, humming with a dark energy, the whispers growing louder, more frenzied. The villagers, driven mad by the secrets they had heard, began to turn on each other, their eyes wild with anger and fear. Esme realized too late the true nature of the violin. It was not just an instrument. It was a weapon, a tool of destruction designed to tear apart the fabric of the village. The violin would not allow her to stop playing, its curse binding her to the music, the darkness it spread. As the final note rang out, the violin's whispers reached crescendo, filling Esme's mind with a cacophony of voices. Her vision blurred, her strength drained, and she felt her body collapse to the floor, the violin still clutched in her hands. The whispers faded into silence, and the village was left in ruins, the people broken and scattered, their lives forever altered by the secrets they had heard. When the villagers finally returned to Esme's house, they found her lifeless body, the whispering violin beside her. The instrument was silent, its strings still, its curse complete. The villagers, fearful of the violin's power, buried it deep within the earth, hoping to seal away the darkness. But the whispering violin is not so easily silenced. It lay dormant, waiting for the next musician to find it, to pick it up and play its cursed melody. The legend of the whispering violin lived on, a tale of sorrow and betrayal, a warning to those who would seek to uncover the secrets hidden within the music. And in the quiet of the night, when the wind howled through the mountains, some swore they could still hear the faint strains of a violin, whispering in the darkness, waiting for the next soul to fall under its spell.
The preceding podcast is solely owned by its host or hosts and is distributed by Big Media LLC. Copyright 2025, all rights reserved.